YouTube, what's good, y'all boys? Today we're finna react to 12 and Pregnant story time. All right, now look, if a lot of y'all know, if you don't know already, 12 is a very special age for me because that's the age that my innocence was taken from me by older women. But anyways.
Okay, y'all, so this is story time on how I end up pregnant and a mother at 12. So my mom sent us to South Carolina for the summer, which we actually ended up staying longer. And my aunt was introducing me to everybody, like her in-laws and all. One of her in-laws is like 17. I want to say he was like 16 at the time.
I don't like how this is starting off, bro. You said the in-law was 16, 17? I don't like how this is starting off, bro.
He caught my attention. At the time, I was hanging around people that was older than me. I did not look like I was 11. So my aunt was introducing me to everybody when we came down here for the summer.
And you're 11?
I have one older brother and two younger brothers. And
No. She said 11. What?
And I grew up with nothing but boys and some girls. My older cousin, she was about 17, 18 at the time. She told me that I need to be in a child's place.
She was probably thick as a kid, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta get a timeout for that. You gotta get a timeout for that, bro.
Stay away from teen boy.
W cousin.
I didn't think nothing of it, so I was hanging around with everybody. But again, y'all, this one boy caught my attention. He was, at the time, I thought this boy was fine. Bad to the bone. I'm running out of time. Like,
okay, y'all, part two. So after my aunt finished introducing us, they told us all to go play outside. I'm a tomboy. Again, I grew up with nothing but boys. So at the end of the day, I was playing outside with them. Then we started playing hide and go get it. I did not know what the fuck that was, okay? I did not know. So we playing hide and go get it, and I just so end up happen to be with him. So he's...
What's hide and go get it? Yo, Chad, what is that game? Because it sounds freaky.
Helping me through the neighborhood while we're playing because it was a big neighborhood. And then we ended up back in my aunt's house. Now, this is the part when we start talking to each other and asking, like, actual questions, like how old we were and all of... Now, we start...
Wait, is the guy her cousin? If that guy is her cousin, bro, oh my God.
Started going over our ages.
What?
I told everybody that I was...
Yes? Oh my... Yo. So not only did you get pregnant at 12, but it was also an incest baby?
10 turning 11. So it's not like people did not know how old I was. But again, y'all, I told y'all I did not...
In-law cousin? That's still bad, though. Not blood related. Okay, it's not incest then.
Look, my age. I looked older. And then he was just telling me how pretty I was, how cute I am, this, that, and the third. I was fine, this, that, and the third. And me being 10, I did not know exactly what that means. Okay, y'all, I am running out of time. Okay, so part three.
She was 10?
So now we're talking about how pretty I am or whatever the case may be. And now at this moment, we're hanging out even more. I'm hanging around him even more because my mother done lied about us being in South Carolina only for the summer. It ended up being for the damn school year. So now here I am entering the fifth grade. Just started my period and all. Mother talking to me, letting me know about period, being pregnant,
what?
All this stuff like that. So I'm just listening to my mom like, nope, I'm not getting pregnant. I'm not having sex. I'm not doing none of that. Can't nobody talk me into doing that, okay? But again, y'all, I liked this boy so fucking bad. So here I am hanging around them now all the time because now I live in South Carolina and I'm going to school in South Carolina and I'm seeing them all the time. Going to football games, basketball games, everything. So now this is the night that it happened. So he had a football game. And of course, because in my head, that was my man, I went to the football game. And let me tell y'all something real quick. Public service.
Your in-law cousin, who was 17 in high school, playing football. Mind you, you're in fifth grade as a 10-year-old, is your man. What the fuck?
Fuck announcement.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with your state? What is wrong with your state, bro?
This man was claimed to be my man because we were already together.
Okay, y'all, part four. So this is the night that it happened where I actually lost my virginity. So after the football game, they came down to my aunt's house because at the time we were staying with my aunt. And nobody was home. Nobody was home at all.
So since nobody was home, of course, a nigga gonna sweet talk you out your draw. And again, I'm 11. So mind you, we've already been kissing and whatever the case may be. So-
nigga, he's 17. Y'all are in-law cousins. You were 11. He just played a high school football game. Nigga, you are learning shapes and fucking how to color in between the lines.
So now we're kissing and touching and whatever kissing. And now it's time to do the do. Of course, me being me, I was scared as fuck. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I like...
Oh, God, if I found out... Bro, if I ever found out that somebody I knew fucked a fifth grader as a junior in high school... We're jumping that nigga.
Of course, me being me, I was scared as fuck. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I like this boy. And I was told by the boy, if you love me, you will do it.
That nasty ass nigga, bro. What? Nasty ass nigga.
The worst mistake I ever did, okay? So now he said that, and I'm like, damn, I love this boy, so let me go ahead and do it. So we ended up doing it. This was the first time ever that I did the nasty. No protection, no none of that. So we didn't use protection, and you know, in my head, I'm like, if I'm on my period, I can't get pregnant, and that's what it was. So now at this point, we're having sex. Okay, y'all, part five. So now at this moment, I'm having sex with this person constantly because in my mind, this is my man. So now fast forward to November, I'm getting thick. And y'all, when I say I'm getting thick, like my boobs are growing bigger than what it is. My butt is growing bigger than what it is. And I already have an ass. So now he's looking at me. He's like, what are we going to do?
Having an ass at 11?
Like, I'll do my homework and I'll go straight to sleep. And my mama started to notice something was wrong. So y'all, I had a little pudge or whatever it can be, which I'm not known to have a pudge. So my mama looked at me. She was like, something ain't right. Let me check you. So my mama laid me on the bed and checked me down there, literally. And I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you checking me? What's going on? So this is a constant thing. We're having sex. I'm being sleepy. My mama checking me, whatever case may be. So now we get to my birthday, which is in January. Okay, y'all, I'll post part six in the morning.
Y'all ready for part six? Okay, y'all, so now fast forward to my birthday. Me and my mom got the same birthday, and we took a picture together. My mom sent a picture to my aunt in New York. My aunt in New York was like, something don't look right. Kiara is getting bigger, and I'm never big. So then my aunt in New York was like,
you're never big? Yay, fat, yeah. Yay, fat.
Y'all need to go get Kiara checked. She look pregnant, and if y'all don't get her checked, I'm calling DSS. So that was the seventh, and if y'all don't get her check, I'm calling DSS. So that was the 7th of January. Fast forward to the 27th. My mother called me off the bus on the 27th, my full government name, in front of everybody in the front of the neighborhood. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, chill, you embarrassing me. What's going on? She took me to the hospital. And she was like, we're going to get this test done so that way we can prove everybody wrong. A few hours go by. The doctor said, Mom, good news is she ain't got no STD. Bad news is your daughter's pregnant.
Whoever that nigga is, I hope he's in prison, rotting, getting his booty hole penetrated right now, bro.
I'll post part seven.
I'm sorry, y'all. Here's part seven.
So now my mama in the hospital flipping shit. She calls my dad to let him know that I am pregnant. Of course, he's crying and doing the most.
Nigga, imagine being the father, hearing that your daughter is pregnant at 11. Nigga, whoever that boy, and yo, once I find out that it was a 17-year-old, I'll dead ass kill that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. In GTA 5, I'll dead ass kill that nigga. In GTA 5. On me. That, yo, I would go to jail too. Fuck. I ain't gonna lie, in GTA 5.
As he should as a father. But then now my mother's asking me, who is it? Who are you sleeping with? Who is the father? I try to keep it in as long as possible. Then I just broke down and started crying even harder and told her who it was. So then we went to his house where him and his parents lived. And my mother's telling his mother and his father, like, listen, your son got my daughter pregnant. And he burst out in tears. His mama almost threw him out the window. My mother ended up calling.
Man. If that was my son, if that was my son, they would have to hold me back, bro.
My aunt down here. And because my aunt was pregnant as a teen, she flipped. So I'm sitting in a chair. She literally jacks me up. And my family's like, why did you do it? Why did you have sex? And I'm like, because I wanted to try it. Everybody else was doing it. I had an itch. That's what I said. I'm running out of time. Part eight coming.
I told you I was coming back with part eight.
So after everybody found out that I was having sex with him, and now that's going to be my baby daddy, my mama was like, hell no, she ain't having this damn baby. His family was like that too. So my mom was like, we're going to need to do what we have to do so that way we can go ahead and get her this abortion. So everybody know January, end of January, tax time comes, right? So my mom was waiting on her paperwork to come in, and she went to go file her taxes. So my mom took me to doctor's care, if anybody know what that is, just to see how far along I was. Doctor care took blood, and they was like, okay, she's only 3.5 to 4 weeks pregnant. Okay, cool. But now my mama's taxes didn't come in on time, so now we have to wait 2 more weeks. So that would make me 6 weeks. So we're waiting on, you know, her taxes to come in, and then they finally came in, okay? I'm running out of time, y'all.
Okay, partner.
So her taxes finally came in. And I did not go to school. So she told me we was going to Georgia. And I'm like, okay, why are we going to Georgia? She was like, so you can have the abortion. So in my head, I'm like, why we just can't do it in South Carolina?
And she was just like, you know, certain amount of weeks, you have to do it out of state. So now, me, his mama, his daddy, his aunt, and my mama going to Georgia. So we cruising to Georgia, and now we get to the abortion clinic. So the lady is like, you know, how are you doing? How many weeks are you? Now, at this time, I'm 6 weeks.
Cloud, gay son or pedo son? Gay son. Nigga, what? That's obvious. Bro, chat. I can respect a man who wants to be who he is no matter what. What I can't respect is a fucking pedophile. Fuck no. Gay son all day.
6 weeks. So now, you know, we're going over everything and she's talking to me about how to process. So she lays me on the table and my mother is standing beside. So the girl lays me on the table and she has the vaginal ultrasound. So she goes to stick the vaginal ultrasound inside of me. And then once she stuck the vaginal ultrasound inside of me, okay, y'all, part 10. So now she's sticking the vaginal ultrasound inside of me. And of course I'm hurting. So she takes it out and she was like, I know it feels uncomfortable. We're going to do it a different way. So now she gets the other ultrasound. You know, if you've been pregnant, they put it on your stomach. So she goes to putting it on my stomach and she like pressing hard down too, trying to, you know, measure the baby, see, like hear the heartbeat and all. Then she goes and say, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh, what? She was like, nothing, mom. I'm going to go ahead and double check before I tell you anything. So she get to double checking and she getting writing stuff down. And I'm looking at her and I'm looking at my mom. My mom looking at me and, you know, we looking at each other. She was like, mom, she's not going to be able to get this abortion. And my mom was like, well, why the hell not? She said, because your daughter is 5.5 months pregnant. I was like, oh, hell. Part 11. So now my mom is hella pissed.
What? 5.5 months? How did the fucking doctor get that wrong? How did they get that wrong? How did they get that so wrong? Oh, no, yo, you can't. At that point, that's a kid. Damn, you're actually killing a kid at that point. What the fuck? Yo, South Carolina, that gotta be a lawsuit.
Yes, and I'm boo-hoo crying. Then I get up, you know, fix myself and go out the room. My mom's coming behind me. Then his dad sees me storming out the building and he comes and hugs me. And I just start crying even harder. And he was like, what happened? You don't want to tell me right now? And I'm just shaking my head like, no, I'll tell you later. I don't want to talk about it. So now we have to drive back to Columbia. And we get back to Columbia, but instead of them dropping us off home, they took us to their house. And they're like, well, we need to figure out what we're going to do with the baby. And I'm just crying. I kept saying, I don't want the baby. I'm too young. I don't want a baby right now. Then they asked him what he think. He's looking at me like, I want to keep my baby. I gotta come back.
Yo, is this nigga a regard? Like, yo, is this nigga a regard, bro? Like a fucking regard, bro? Like, huh? ADOPTION. That, yo, he's a fucking psychopath, bro. Yo, just do the adoption, bro. Like, bro. So many better. Yo. You're finna get this young ass girl pregnant. And then you finna tell her to keep this shit. Mind you, you only got like 1 or 2 more years of high school. She hasn't even got, like, she hasn't even started middle school yet. Like, for real, for real. What are you talking about? I want her to keep it. She's 11. You're 17. What?
Back for part 12. I swear. Part 12. So now that we are at the house and discussing everything that's going on with the baby, I decided to tell them I'd rather give my baby up for adoption. I don't want her to be around my mom, who's an alcoholic. And once I mentioned the reasons why, he was just like, no, I'm going to be there for my baby. I'm going to take care of my baby.
That nigga finna run up out of there, bro. That nigga's not finna take care of that kid, bro. I'm just being real.
Doing all this extraness. And I'm just like, at the end of the day, this is about me. This is not about you. I don't want my baby in a family. No. Nowhere around here, no. So now he's basically trying to plead his case, him and his people, trying to plead his case about why I should keep the baby. So my mother was like, at the end of the day, I already tried to make her have an abortion. I'm going to leave this up to her. So my mother was like, we can go home. You can think about it because I don't want this stressing you out. So we left
And I went home and I just cried my eyes out.
Y'all are so hilarious. But yeah, here's part 13.
So now, of course, you know, I've been thinking about it. It's been several months I've been thinking about it. My due date is May 17th. So I'm like, at this moment, I got to make a decision for real, for real. So, you know, me and him conversated on the phone on what we wanted to name our child. He wanted the name Raven. And I was just like, okay. But ultimately, it's still my decision since I'm the mother. And then me being in love with him, I was in my head, I was like, damn, if I do.
How are you still in love? How are you still in love with this nigga after all of this, bro? Like, what? Like, did y'all not get sick of each other by this point, bro? Like, what? Is his kid too, though? Nigga, that nigga's a fucking pedophile, bro. I don't care about that. I don't care about that nigga. I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Keep this baby. Me and him can be together. We can raise this baby together, whatever the case may be. Then my father got involved. And I'm the only girl. And when I tell you the definition of a daddy's girl, that was me. My father was not playing none of that. My father was like, you're not going to impregnate my daughter. She's only 12. And now you're talking about you want to raise a baby with her?
W.
All I know is my dad hired a private investigator. And it went downhill from there. Okay,
oh,
y'all, so
shit.
Part 14. So, like I said, my
dad... I'm trying to get his get back, bro. I'm not finna lie, bro. I'll do the same. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'll kill that nigga. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. But shit, that's the safer option, though.
I hired a private investigator. And at this point, I'm being homeschooled. So, that was, what, the second semester of my sixth grade year? So, the private investigator comes to my house and introduces himself. And he lets me know, like, yeah, I spoke with your father in New York. And he told me about the situation. Now, he's wanting me to elaborate. Now, the private investigator is telling me how it all works or whatever the case may be. Then he goes and showed me pictures. And now, the pictures he showed me was of my daughter's dad and some other boys and even his brother. So now the private investigator is like, okay, so your dad told me the situation. I need you to let me know which one of these are the people that you slept with. And I'm like, and if I tell you, is he going to get in trouble? He was like, no, he's not going to get in trouble, but you should still tell the truth. I was hesitant, but I was like, it's the private investigator. So I picked his picture to let him know.
Part 15.
So the private investigator took notes down and then left my house. I want to say it was like a week or two later. My mother gets a call from his parents, I want to say, saying that police just went to the school. And they arrested him. So
W father doing what he needs to do for his little girl, bro. Doing what he needs to do, bro. That nigga needs to be arrested, bro. You fucked up. Come on, man. You had sex with an 11-year-old, bro. Come on.
So now here I am. Again, in love with this boy, crying, like, no, like, what did my dad do? He done messed up my chances of being with him. It was a lot. And then my mother was like, okay, I need to call your father so we can see what's the plan. So now the private investigator is, you know, talking to my mom, talking to me, and talking to my dad. And they let us know, like, okay, you know, we did arrest him. And I want to say he was, like, in 10th or 11th grade. And this whole time, we're still in communication with the PI. And did I mention it had to be, like, a few weeks before my due date? Part 16. So now here he is arrested. And of course, I'm pregnant as hell. And prior to this, my mother had conversated with my dad. Y'all, when I tell y'all this, please don't go in. I did not want him to be in jail. My mother also did not want him to be in jail. My mother was like, at the end of the day, you know, he was 16 turning 17 when we were sexually active. But he was already 17 when we found that I was pregnant. And she was like, he cannot do nothing for his child behind bars. So why are we locking him up?
Do y'all just not see anything wrong with that, bro? That's a 5-year age gap. 5-year age gap. I understand you want her father to be there. I understand you want your granddaughter's father to be in her life, right? But if that nigga's fucking 11-year-olds at the age of 17... I don't think his morals are in the right place. And I damn sure don't trust him with a little girl. Like, what? Probably gonna fuck around and be attracted to her, nigga. Like, what the hell? Nah, lock that nigga up, man.
And then because he was 17, my mother was like, he's also a child. She did not agree with what he did. But taking him out his child's life was not sitting well with her. So again, a few weeks before I gave birth, my mother did help him with posting money to his bill. Now, he may say otherwise, but my mother did help. And then, of course, y'all, he got out. And now it's getting close to part 17. So now he gets out of jail. And when he gets out of jail, it's about the time for me to go into labor. So now I'm in labor. And it's his aunt, my mom,
And then one of my friend's mom was there. My friend's mom didn't stay, but it was just my mom and his aunt. So now it's time to push. My mom's holding my leg on one side, his aunt's holding my leg on the other side. So I done pushed my baby out after being
at 12 years old, by the way.
Snipped down there because I was too small. And then, of course, my mother cut the umbilical cord. Now, y'all, remember I said he went to jail. His charges were criminal sexual conduct with minors, second degree. Being though that my father pressed charges on him, we could not be in the same room and could not see each other. So while I was delivering my baby, he was not there. But he did come up to the hospital after I gave birth. Again, we could not see each other, so they had to close the curtain. Now, here's the part where I made the decision to keep my baby. Because, of course, I didn't talk about 18. So after he comes to the hospital and he sees my baby, I decided to keep my baby. Now, I didn't decide to keep my baby because he was there. I had decided to keep my baby while I was pushing and my mom cut the umbilical cord and they put my baby on me. I just couldn't fathom the thought of me carrying a child for 9 months and then giving her up for adoption after I done gave her life. And of course, I was just so emotional. So I told my mom, I said, Mom, I can't do it. I want to keep my baby. She was like, that's a hard pill to swallow, but it was my decision because I'm the mother. So now it comes to the part where we're naming the baby. Again,
chat. You found out your son fucked an 11-year-old girl and got her pregnant while he was 17. What are you doing? What are y'all doing? I just want to know. Because I can't get that shit out of my mind. He's going to die. I'm killing him. I don't care. Pull out the shotgun. Disown that boy. I don't even know what I'll do. I'm beating his ass. Dropping him in the sea. Why an 11-year-old? You must not have been paying attention, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I might kill that nigga, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. I might kill that nigga, man. I'm so serious. Like, I say the worst thing I would do is kill him. In GTA, by the way, Twitch. And the least horse thing I would do, disown him, bro. He's getting cut off. I don't care, like, how old he is, bro. I don't care if he's 17, bro. I'm finna emancipate that nigga. Like, bro, you're not finna be my kid no more.
He wasn't there. He had to leave because we couldn't see each other, and his people wasn't there after that. It was just me and my mom. But his people wanted to know if I was giving my child their last name. I was thinking, for what? What do I need to give her y'all last name for? So I told my mom to tell them she's not getting their last name, and she was getting my last name. And again, I'm 12.
Y'all, this is part 19. So like I said, I did not give my child their last name. So I came up with my baby's name. I named her myself. I gave her my maiden name and all. I wasn't no stupid little girl now. About my baby, no. She's not just about to have her dad's last
name. You're not no stupid little girl, bro. Poor choice of words, bro. You're setting yourself up by saying that, bro. She got manipulated, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not finna say too much, bro. But come on, man. Like, come on, bro. You were a very stupid little girl. I'm sorry. I gotta say it, bro. I gotta say it. Like, I mean, she was young, and when you're young, you are stupid. So, like, you feel me? It's not fully on her, bro. It was for sure the dude pressuring her, bro. But, like, nigga. Come on, bro.
Last name just because you done helped me made her. Now I'm like, you got to show me why she needs your last name. Remember earlier when I was like, he wanted me to keep her? So now she's kept. So now, you know, it's a few days in the hospital. They calling up there trying to check on her or whatever case may be. We tell them she's doing fine. And then, of course, a few days go by and then they discharge me. So now here I am, just gave birth, 12 years old, recovering because I got stitches down there. And now his family and everybody want to come down to my house to see the baby. Of course, me being me, I didn't have no problems because I'm like, that's her side of the family too. So, of course, they can come see her. Y'all, this is crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. We gotta keep going.
So, because I'm going back and forth to my grandmother's house, and of course, y'all meet.
Bro. It's like, fuck. I ain't gonna lie. We need more. I ain't gonna hurry. I feel like I'm missing a part, though. Let me go back to the last video. I feel like I'm missing a part. Let's go to... Okay, this. I ain't gonna lie. Gotta get back.
So, part one of after birth. So, now, y'all, again, remember I told y'all I brought my baby home and all.
and his family wanted to see her. So me, you know, again, like I told y'all, I would never stop my daughter and her people from seeing each other. So of course, I told my mom, it's okay. I don't feel no way if they come see her. So now, his...
I ain't gonna lie, this feels like a TV show, bro. I'm so invested in this for no reason. On me. This is why they made a 10-minute video feature on TikTok, bro.
And his mom and his daddy come. And his mom is just doing the most and examining my baby. So I'm looking at her and looking at my mom, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, what is she doing? Like, she was holding my child as if the child wasn't a child. Like, she was just, like, giving my baby a side eye and all. So then wow. She was like, oh, well, we need to talk to you about something. And my mother's like, okay, what do we need to talk about? So she was like, well, my son had pulled me to the side and told me a few things, and I just want to run it by you real quick. Part two. Whoop, there it is. Part two. So now this heifer goes and tell my mom, well, I had a talk with my son, and he don't think the baby here.
Who the fuck do this? Yo, who the fuck does this nigga think he is? The audacity. The audacity to accuse that bitch. Niggas like that need to be under a jail or in fucking hell. I'm sorry. The audacity for him to say that. The audacity. She's 11 years old. You think she was popping her pussy when she was 11? No, nigga, you manipulated her. Lock that nigga, man. Lock that nigga up, bro. What the fuck?
I don't think it's his either. And my mother's like, what are you talking about? How can you come up with this conclusion? Tell me why. Well, he told me some things happened over the summer, and he just don't think that that's his baby. My mother's like, elaborate on what you're talking about. She was like, well, we're not going to go into details, but he did let me know that he only was sexually active with your daughter one time. My mother was like.
Yo, Sky Crew, we finna roll out, man. I ain't going to lie. Grab the Drakes, grab the choppers, grab the fucking RPGs, man. I ain't going to lie. We riding out at dawn to South Carolina, man. I ain't gonna lie. Columbia, we will be coming, man. I ain't gonna lie. We ride at dawn like shit, bro. Fuck, nah. We taking it. Nah, bro. Leak that nigga's IP. I ain't gonna... Oh, yeah, man.
And you really believe that? And she was like, well... Leak daddy. I trust my son, and I know that he wouldn't lie to me, and if he said...
You trust your son after he fucked an 11-year-old, you dumbass.
He was only having sex with her one time, then we need to do a DNA test. So now, they're requesting the DNA test. Part three. That's what I'm saying. So now her and my mama get to arguing. And 12 or not, ain't nobody gonna disrespect my mama, whether me and my mama talk or not. Ain't nobody gonna disrespect her. So I jump in the argument. And I'm like, what do you mean he told you we only have sex one time? Your son took my virginity. So she get to saying, that's not what he said, and we need a DNA test. And until the DNA test is proven, basically, they're not gonna do nothing for the child. So now here I am, pissed, because...
So this nigga pressured this girl into having this baby. And then as soon as that shit comes out. Oh, no, that shit ain't mine, bruh. Nigga, you popped her cherry. When she was 11. You convinced her, pressured her to having this kid. And now you don't want to take care of it. And now you get your whole family on board? I'm not finna lie, bro. If I was this girl's dad, I would kill that nigga, man. In GTA 5. I'm so serious, bro. I'll be in jail.
Him and his family's there. He's not saying nothing at all. And I'm just standing here like, you really about to sit around here and let your mama say all this and you're really lying to her? So now me and him get to arguing. He's like, oh, you know, it was only one time. You need to tell the truth because I'm in big trouble because of this. As if I forced you to have sex with me, sir. Okay, part four. So now I'm like, you know we had sex. We had sex numerous times. Why are you lying to your mom? So now at this point, he's just denying everything. So of course I'm pissed. I tell him they need to go. They can't be. I don't want them around my baby. But again, y'all, I keep telling y'all I'm not the type to keep my child from her people. So now a few days go by and his mother calls my mom and wanting to apologize. Which, it was all BS, but she wanted to apologize. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, she apologized. I'll let my baby go over there. So now I wanted to go swimming with my friends in the neighborhood. And I didn't have nobody to watch my baby because my mom was at work and my aunt, she wasn't about to watch my baby at that moment. So now the mom was like, well, I'll watch my baby, my grandbaby. I'll go ahead and watch her. So out of the blue, I'm like, why she want to watch my baby? But then again, that's her granddaughter. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I bring my baby to her house. Okay, y'all, okay, bye-bye. So, of course, I dropped my baby off, and I walked up the road, which where the pool was. And a few hours go by, and I want to go home, so I go get my baby. And when I pick up my baby, she's acting like everything's normal. Like, oh, my goodness, she did so good, this and the third. So, in my head, I'm asking, like, why the hell is she telling me my baby did good as if she's a toddler, she's going to make miss? I ain't asked you that. So, I went home, and I told my mom, because my mom didn't even know that I dropped my baby off down to their house. So, now my mother's home, and she was like, where you coming from? And I was like, oh, I was at my friend's house, and I dropped, you know, my baby off to her people's house. And I was at the pool, and my mother was like, why you didn't call me to let me know that you was dropping her off over there? And I was like, well, mom, you know, that's her people too, and I needed somebody to watch her while I went to go to the pool. Mom was like, they ain't got no damn sense, and they better not have done that to my grandbaby. Not putting two and two together, I'm like, okay, what is she talking about? Okay, y'all, about to pull part six.
If you really don't give me this part fucking, yo, where's part six, bro? I ain't gonna lie, stop with all the yapping. Let's get to the bullshit. Nah, I need part six right now. Let's go.
I'm back. Let's get part six. So now I'm letting my baby go over there regularly so that way she can spend time with her dad and his people. And still not sitting well with my mama that I'm letting her go over there. So now we go by a few weeks and I decide that one day I'm not going to let my baby stay over there. So I went to go pick up my baby. And his mom was like, Kiara, when you get the chance, have your mom call me. So I'm like, okay, my mom don't fool with them anyway. So whatever, I'll tell her. So I pick up my baby, go home. And I'm with my mom and I tell her. So my mom and her end up conversating. And she was like, well, I told Kiara that I wanted to talk to you because we have some things to discuss. And my mom was like, basically, here we go again. What y'all have up y'all sleeve now?
I forgot. I need to. Oh, it's still sped up.
She was like, well, you know, I appreciate you letting us spend time with the baby. Okay, I'm running out of time. Part seven. Okay, part seven. So she's doing this whole spiel about how she appreciates us letting my baby go over to her house and let them spend time together. But now she's starting to be with the BS because you can hear it in her voice. So she goes and say, well, while we were babysitting, you know, my daughter, I decided to take it upon myself and purchase an at-home DNA test. And
you know that shit finna be inaccurate, bro. I can't stand these people, bro.
And I know it wasn't right, but we did swab her mouth and swab his mouth also. And the results just came back in, and it's not sitting right with me. So my mother's like, okay, so now I'm about to get on y'all, okay? So she said, okay, so y'all done did all of this, basically trying to make it seem like y'all care. What did the results say? She said, well, the results said that he is not the father of the baby. Okay, part eight.
She faked that shit, bro. No way. She faked that shit. Go get an official DNA test.
Okay, so now at this moment, I am pissed. Because I'm like, who gave y'all permission to swab my child's mouth? 12 or not, you still need my permission to swab my baby's mouth. So in my head, I'm like, yo, there's no way that this old lady is doing this. So my mother's like, why would you do that? Now, in the state of South Carolina, technically, my mother has custody of me and my daughter. So even if I didn't give consent, if my mother would have gave consent, it would have been fine. But again, the heifer did not get no consent from nobody. So now I'm like, so you're basically calling me a hoe. And she's like, well, the test results say that's not his child. So we need to figure out what's going to happen now. Basically saying, how is there proof that we slept together? So I called her bluff. I said, if it's not his, let me see the test results. Y'all, I got to finish this in part nine, okay? Okay, y'all, part nine. So now, again, let me see the test. She could not provide the test. She had every excuse in the book why I could not see the test. So I'm like, if you got a test and it's not his, but you won't show me the test, how do I know you're not lying?
She is.
Now, y'all know how older people is. And when I mean older people, I mean like my mama's age and older. They're stuck in their ways. So they feel like they...
Angel, you just missed the craziest TikTok story I've ever seen, bro. Tap in, bro.
You can't do nothing wrong.
Yo, chat. Catch her up, bro.
You can't check them about nothing, none of that. So she's like, she don't need to lie. She don't need to lie to no child. Especially not one that's accusing her son of being the father of their child. Now again, his big, tall, goofy behind just standing there not saying nothing. So at this moment, I know I'm really dealing with a mama's boy. And I'm like, bro, you really gonna sit here and let this lady say...
Like, why is she going this hard for her son that fucked an 11-year-old, man?
This is not your child. If she can't provide me with results, you provide me with the results and you're my baby daddy. Okay, part 10. So now at this point, I'm just like, you are not what I thought you would be. Like, I really cannot believe, like, you know you took my virginity and you're not telling the truth at all. So his mother...
But I'm gonna be real, bro. Like, a nigga who's taking an 11-year-old's virginity, like, you can't trust that guy with anything. That he, oh, that's a person who has zero morals, bro. He has zero morals. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't, like, I get you, I get she was young, but, like, bro, that's obvious, bro. Like, I'm sorry, bro. You can't trust a nigga like that, bro. What?
Has the audacity to say, well, maybe my cousin is my baby daddy. Yeah, y'all heard that right. She said maybe my cousin is my baby daddy. She went from saying maybe my cousin is my baby daddy to maybe it being my mom's boyfriend at the time. But all she knew, like she said, all she knew was it was not her son's child. So now, y'all, I am ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, now people really are going to think that I'm out here sleeping with everybody and I'm not. And throughout all of this, I was still in love with this boy. But my cousin, though, really? My cousin? And technically my stepdad? Like, come on now. 11. So now after she done accused me of sleeping with my cousin and my stepdad, I'm like literally like going crazy, trying to commit suicide, all of this. And of course, my mother being an alcoholic, it wasn't helping. This is when my dad stepped in. So the night that my dad stepped in is when I attempted to run away with my baby. Now here I am trying to run away with my baby at 12 years old, and she's like 3 months old now. But of course, me running away wasn't successful because my baby daddy's brother caught me running away and brought me back home. So now my mom told my dad that I was trying to run away, and he was like, basically, I'm going to take my daughter from you. So she's coming up to New York. So now...
I ain't going to lie, that's the only thing a dad can do at that point, bro. Like, I know that shit might seem harsh, but like at that point, that's just such an unstable situation. You got to take the kid, like, you got to take the kid out of the situation, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. The dad is the only guy, like, who's doing the right things right now, bro.
They're saying I can't take my baby up north, even though they're denying my child. My mom is not wanting me to leave.
What?
And at this point, all I want to do is like literally leave the face of the earth. So again, I try to commit suicide again. Okay, part 12. So now my mom and my dad is going back and forth. Of course, it's about me because now I don't have my baby. Now his family is trying me, well, his mother specifically. My mama is drinking and I'm trying to commit suicide.
I'm not gonna lie, if I was the mama, I'd be drinking too. Fuck, that's a situation.
So now my dad has a plan to where he's gonna get me to come back to New York. So if, I want to say like 2 weeks went by and my dad ended up buying me a ticket for me and my baby. My mother was like, I don't care if you buy the ticket, she's not going. But my dad was like, you basically not about to tell me what to do with my child. So in the midst of my mother being drunk, passed out drunk, I ended up packing all my stuff while she was passed out drunk. And at the time my aunt was married and her husband helped me, you know, pack up my stuff in the car and board the plane to New York. So again, while my mother's passed out drunk, I end up leaving to go to New York. Part 13.
That's crazy, bro. That's a crazy ass operation, bro.
So now here I am in New York with my dad and Miss Piggy, which is his wife, and her kids.
Miss Piggy is crazy.
And my grandmother also lives in New York, and everybody giving me the talk, like, basically going in on me that I had a baby at 12. But my dad was just explaining, like, just because you up here, that don't mean anything. Like, we still gonna get this man to go to prison because he done got my daughter pregnant.
Real.
While we were in New York, my dad did not waste no time. My dad took me to court to drop child support that my mother had on him for me. And then he also ended up getting joint custody of my daughter. So that way he can go ahead and add my daughter to his insurance through his job.
Okay, W father.
Get, like, all the benefits he needed for my daughter.
Okay, the father's the only, like, sensible, like, guy in the story, bro. W father.
What I know now that I didn't know back then, my dad is very money hungry. But I'm going to come back with part 14. So now here I am giving my dad, or going to court to give my dad joint custody of my daughter. And immediately the first thing my dad is saying is like, okay, now that I have joint custody, I can go ahead and get the benefits I need for her. And when I mean benefits, we're like WIC,
tax
food stamps, yeah. Medicaid, all of that. So now I'm in the house with this man and his wife and her four kids. And they're acting like my child is their child. And in my head, I'm thinking to myself, okay, don't be disrespectful because that's your father. But this ain't gonna work. Now, at this moment, I'm in New York from July, August. And I was there for about, I want to say until like November, somewhere around there. So I'm asking, like, okay, what are we gonna do about her dad? And my dad just like, don't worry about it. I'm gonna handle it. Okay, part 15 coming. Okay, part 15. So now, y'all, mind y'all, I said that I was in New York with my dad. And the whole time while I'm in New York, I'm thinking, like, it's going to be good for us, but it wasn't. So my dad did say that he was still going to pursue pressing charges and all of that as far as, like, taking it to trial now. So my dad is not really giving me no updates. I do know I have, like, social services coming up to the school still talking to me because they're thinking it's traumatic and I need therapy. So y'all remember when I said my dad was getting benefits for my daughter? I did not know my dad was getting FI for my daughter. So now here I am thinking my dad is going to help me and my daughter, but whole time he really only got us to get the FI.
What's the FI? Let me look that up. Government checks? Oh, that nigga money hungry. Fuck. So damn, are both of her parents just horrible people? I mean, the dad ain't as bad as the mom, but shit, huh? Damn.
And if anybody ever been on welfare, FI is when the government pays you for a child that you have, but then the parent that doesn't have custody of that child has to pay it back. So now,
hey, he's still a W dad for handling the situation until this point, but he's still trying to get more money.
At this point, my dad is getting benefits for my daughter as far as money, but he's not really doing nothing for my daughter.
All right, you can't say that. He took y'all out of the struggle, bro. Like, he took y'all out of South Carolina, out of a bad situation, all that. All right, I think I'm finna be done with it, this video now. I ain't gonna hold you. I think we got, you feel me? I think we're just gonna end it there, bro.